CBS News Brief. Mounting anger in Israel over the government's failure to free the Hamas hostages.
We are here to call to our government, to Hamas, to all over the world, do everything you can. We have to do a deal now.
The Justice Department's unsealed charges against senior Hamas leaders over the Americans killed in the October 7th attacks and beyond. In Ukraine overnight, more Russian airstrikes. The latest in Lviv killed at least 7 people. And Vice President Kamala Harris is campaigning in New Hampshire today.
This focus on the economy for Harris today comes as polling continues to show voters give former President Donald Trump the edge on the question of who they think is better equipped to handle the economy. So today she's unveiling a series of ideas that her campaign says are designed to make life easier for small businesses.
CBS's Ed O'Keefe in New Hampshire. CBS News Brief, I'm Vicki Barker.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden's visit to Southwest Wisconsin this week is part of his effort to highlight his administration's Investing in America agenda. He's hitting the blue wall battleground states of Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Michigan. He's talking about efforts to build infrastructure and lower health care and energy costs. About 50,000 older people in Wisconsin can expect big savings on their prescriptions next year. Starting January 1st, out-of-pocket drug costs will be capped at $2,000 a year for people on Medicare Part D.
We have older Wisconsinites that are choosing either limiting their supply of their prescriptions, or they literally are taking resources that are used to pay for other essentials to sometimes cover the cost.
David Bowen is with AARP Wisconsin. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. There's a mobile food pantry in Wisconsin Rapids on Friday. Focus is hosting the mobile food pantry on September 6th from 10 a.m. to noon or until they run out of food. They'll be at the Wisconsin Rapids City Garage, 1411 Chase Street. Enter off Clark Street from 16th or 17th Avenue. Please don't arrive early. This is open to the public for those in need of food. It's a drive-through event, and the limit is one box per vehicle unless you're picking up on behalf of someone who is homebound. Need to take hunter's safety for the first time or need a refresher? The Adams County Sheriff's Office will host a DNR hunter safety course on 2 days in September. You'll need to attend on September 12th from 5 to 9 p.m. and September 21st from 8 to 4. It will be at the Adams County Community Center. You'll need to pre-register at gowild.wi.gov. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms late. Our low mid to upper 50s. Tomorrow, scattered showers and thundershowers in the low 70s. And then a little taste of fall with highs in the 60s by Friday and Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR. Melissa and James hanging out with you. We hope you're having a fantastic day out there. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We're going to have some fun right now, Melissa. We got good entertainment news up coming up for you a little bit later. We're going to get into some other fun stuff. We've got 7 things wedding planners wouldn't waste money on. I don't know what that one's going to be. That could be an interesting one. That is not where we're going with the conversation to kick off the hour, though. We kick it off with our good friend Tom Heiser with our monthly Veterans Update. Every month, Tom joins us at the beginning of the month to keep us up to date on all veteran activities. Tom, greatly appreciate that and appreciate you being in, man. Good to see you.
No problem. Thank you very much. And the holidays messed everything up, changed it around a little bit.
Yeah, they sure did. They sure did. Melissa, I'll let you know Tom can hear you. He has the headphones on.
Hi, Tom.
Good morning, Melissa. How you been?
Good, you?
Well, I'm staying out of trouble.
What fun is that?
Tom, we got a lot of activities in September. Let's go ahead and dive right in.
Okay, first of all, going back to people from my era, we had on September 2nd was VJ Day the end of World War II with Japan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and when I was younger, that was, you know, big. But
yeah,
it's kind of going by the wayside.
It's, you know, and it's one of those things that I actually was encouraged because I saw some younger people on social media posting about it. And hopefully it's something that we bring back, remembering these days, these ones that... Yeah, that don't stand out as much as others, but are vitally important to our history.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, kind of gone by the wayside, but
yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, yeah. We'll get on that. We'll work on that one.
Right.
But that is, I'm glad you noted that. Thank you, Tom.
And this is National Suicide Prevention Month, and doing research found that an average of 22 or 44 veterans commit suicide every day.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
You know, that's...
The two groups that are affected the most by suicide, teenagers and our veterans.
Yes.
Like that I'm just going to let that sit there because this is a topic and this is something that we don't get the chance to talk very much about. And I appreciate the avenue, Tom, because that is something that is greatly needed in our communities and our areas. Talking more about this, normalizing this topic to a point where it's not uncomfortable for people to talk about it.
Right.
And our veterans deserve that. Our soldiers deserve that.
Okay, taking what you said, most people in the military are early 20s. Mm-hmm. So you're going from teenage to early 20s, so it's kind of a...
I hadn't even thought
really
of that, Tom.
Not really a carryover, but...
Well, yeah.
Same generation.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's a really good point. I appreciate you bringing that up.
Too, that asking someone... if they are suicidal, does not increase the chances of them committing suicide. And I think that's an important thing to point out because some people are just afraid to ask. Won't it make them more likely? No, it does not.
That's a really good point, Melissa. I do want to mention 988. 988 is the National Suicide Prevention Line and Hotline. Be sure to call that if needed and spread the word about that number, 988. Thank you again, Tom. And nice comment there, Melissa.
Yeah, and then also... going back a little bit, you know, September 3rd, the American Revolution ended in 1783.
Wow.
So September was kind of a busy historical month.
Yeah, a big, big month in our country, huh?
Okay, we'll do coming up then. We got that Morning Joe and Doe over in Point on September 10th. And also the Auburndale Coffee with Vets has restarted up at the Auburndale High School. The lady that started that actually comes down during the summertime to the Heroes Cafe.
Hmm. Cool. So, wow, she's working double duty there.
Exactly. And she got an award for the from the VFW for all her activities.
I'd like to give her an award. Yeah. She's awesome. A shout out to her.
And then September 10th is also VFW Culver's Night.
Yeah.
Where Culver's from 4 to 8 donates part of their profits to the VFW, and we return that back to the community or to veterans as well.
Greatly appreciate it. Get some Culver's that night, everybody.
Next Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Next Tuesday, get some Culver's in you.
We'll be hyping that one up. Yeah, we'll be talking about that one.
Everybody has to eat.
Yes. Come on. You might as well eat Culver's
and
add to your community as well. That's a good line, Tom. It's a good line.
Okay, and also you got September 11th coming up, Patriots Day.
Mm-hmm.
They also have Carol's Cafe at 7:30 in the morning. Meeting, and then the American Legion has their monthly meeting at 7. Then we go to September 12th. Rudolph American Legion has their meeting at 7. Vietnam Veterans has their meeting at 6 out at the VFW Hall. And then we have a Brat Fry coming up September 14th for the VFW over at West Grand IGA. So still time for brats.
Is this the last one of the season, Tom?
For the VFW, yes.
Yes, for the VFW, yeah. Oh, okay, good to know. Well, that makes us really got to get over there and enjoy
it. Yeah, I got to write that one down because I did not get enough brats this year.
Yeah, got to get over there, everybody. We will make sure to be mentioning that one.
And there is a secret recipe for the juice that the brats sit in, and it's the best around, but I can't give it to you, then I'm in trouble.
Certainly, don't want that. We don't want that. That is really...
Secret recipe.
Oh, yeah.
And then the 18th is the Air Force birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Also the 18th, the Air National Guard birthday.
Yeah, both really noteworthy.
Yes. And then on the 19th, the VFW 2534 has their monthly meeting at 6. And then we're doing a flag presentation at the football game on the 20th at Lincoln High School.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
So they're nice enough to have us come out there and present the colors and the national anthem. We don't sing it. We just...
That might be the best for everyone. No,
yes.
Hey, for all you know, Tom is an amazing singer.
I wouldn't be shocked. I wouldn't be surprised, actually. No.
And then on the 21st, Saturday, we have the VVA, the Vietnam Veterans of America, have their brat fry over at West Grand, and that's their last one also, I believe. And then on the 20th, we have National POW MIA Recognition Day. And then on the 23rd, number 49 Honor Flight Return. Mm-hmm. If you ever have the opportunity, seriously, go up to CWA, because we honor the spouses as well, because they come in on a bus, veterans escort them to their seating area, and then the vets come back and get standing ovation from and shake hands with pretty much everybody there.
Gotten to see video of that before. It's beautiful. It really hits the heart. It's beautiful.
It does. And like I say, we're recognizing the spouses.
Yeah, yeah, which is vital to all of this.
Yes. And then on the 25th is the Heroes Cafe. On the 29th is Gold Star Mother's Day. And also on the 29th, VFW Day was established in 1899.
Wow. Wow. I didn't realize that. It was established that long ago. Wow.
Yeah. So it's been a while.
Yeah.
And then you have the Allied Vets meeting on the 1st and then October. And then the 5th and 6th of October, the VFW is going to be over at the Pumpkin Fest in
Pumpkin
Nakusa.
Fest, yeah.
Nice.
And we're going to have a stand there.
Very cool.
And then on the 7th is a monthly vet breakfast over at Grace's. But we're not busy.
No, not at all. Nothing going on. No, it is a crazy busy month for you guys. Tom, I'm always curious. Can people just, you know, any day citizens volunteer for events with the VFW if they would like to help?
Oh, yes, we can. We're always looking for, help there, whether it be at the brat fry or steak feed or spaghetti feed and the other veterans groups as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have different activities, and you're always short two people.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
That's the truth.
Yeah. We weren't shorthanded during our parking lot party that we had a little while ago. I do want to thank the service members that were here for us and everything. They were down here representing and helping out so much. And greatly appreciate you joining us every month, Tom. Did you have something else for us?
Well, just two more things. You got the Mobility for Vets on every Wednesday, and the VFW still has that car raffle.
Yeah,
better odds to win that car than the lottery.
Mm-hmm.
And our Publisher's Clearinghouse.
It's a 72 Pontiac, is it?
It is a 1972 Pontiac Le Mans 400 cubic inch engine. And ladies, it does have an automatic transmission.
Nice.
It's a bit of a stab there. I learned on a standard.
Good. You're one of the few, because my wife will not touch a standard.
I appreciate that vehicle very much. That's a beautiful vehicle. That is a nice giveaway as well, Tom. And appreciate all of this. Tom, if people do have follow-up questions, if they'd like to add things. Oh, did you have one other thing? That's what I was looking at, Tom. That's what I thought you had.
Okay. Coming to Crossview Church, it's also where the Heroes Cafe is held. On October 28th at 6:30, we're having an author come there who wrote a book called Tailspin. It's about a Soldier's Grove Air Force veteran who was in a plane during World War II, was a tail gunner, and during the action that tail separated from the rest of the plane, and they fell. Now, think back to the recent Summer Olympics.
Hmm.
You know, those high-dive platforms, how high they are.
Yeah.
You know, jumping off that. This guy fell 4 miles.
Good.
That's
incredible.
And survived.
Yeah.
That's 20,000 feet.
It's amazing. I can't even wrap my mind around that. That is amazing. And I've heard such good things about this book. It's really cool to be having him in town. It's going to be great.
Exactly. You know, once in a lifetime, really. It's autographed books. And, you know, like Melissa said, he survived, and he became a prisoner of war for a year and a half. So this guy went through a lot from Wisconsin.
Yeah. Yeah, from Wisconsin. Yeah, it's a local right there. And again, another topic that I appreciate that he touches on is POWs. And I don't know that we do enough conversating about that either. So it's a couple of really interesting things in that book that definitely had me wanting to read it.
Yeah, it's interesting. I started reading it myself, and I'm going, whoa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I got to get up early and talk to James tomorrow. I got to put this book down.
and what a great book to read this month with us celebrating the Air Force's birthday and Air National Guard birthday and stuff. This would be a perfect time to read this book, a great time to have him in town. We'll be celebrating and talking about all of these events, Tom, reminding our audience and making sure to get people involved in our VFW and a lot of the events you guys are doing over there.
Right. And if they have any questions, 715-600-0401, and our commander answers that phone, and he can answer any question that you may have, especially, you know, about what's going on with the VFW, other organizations as well, and the car raffle.
Yeah, yeah. Tom, we always appreciate the time. Looking forward to next month already. Thank you so much for everything, sir. You take care.
You too. Thank you very much for having me. And hi, Melissa.
Thanks, Tom.
Mel and I will be back with more fun on the morning show here at WFHR.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. Wisconsin battles the Coyotes at Camp Randall. Our coverage begins at 12:30 on your home for Wisconsin football. The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Join our advertising family on WFHR and WIRI and see how radio can help improve awareness, revenue, and staffing for your business. I'm Ashley, and it's my mission to help our area businesses thrive. Call me today, 715-496-0710.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms late. Our low mid to upper 50s. Tomorrow, scattered showers and thundershowers in the low 70s. And then a little taste of fall with highs in the 60s by Friday and Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. Locally grown radio. Melissa and James hanging out with you. We hope you're having a good one. We'll get you ready for our state, local, and sports news coming up. Take care of our partners. A little bit later in the show, we're going to get into seven things wedding planners wouldn't waste their money on. We've also got Crayola doing something interesting, too. I want to get into that one with you. But I'm going to go into some interesting directions right now, Melissa, entertainment-wise. We're kind of going all over the gamut here a little bit because I got a couple of fun things to get into. So first up, maybe interesting, maybe not, but because I don't – so if I'm kind of stumbling here a little bit, it's because the topic is not always a comfortable one to me. I don't really like getting into celebrity relationships.
Yeah, me neither.
It's so low-hanging fruit to me. It is the TMZ of entertainment. It just
feels like none of my business.
Yeah, yeah. And honestly, people that spend time on this stuff, I'm not talking about everyday people. I'm talking about people in media. I really lose a lot of respect for, because I feel like, well, couldn't you fill that time with some actual facts or information or something other than who's dating who? I feel like we got burnt, a lot of us, especially from the 80s and 90s, got burnt out of this stuff because of tabloids and how much, you know, this would be covered. And now you've got a whole
sensationalized.
Yeah. Well, and I don't know how one person in the entertainment industry supports or adds to anything TMZ is doing. It's almost like a joke that entertainers aren't getting. You realize that their only job is to make fun of us or for them to wait for us to do something bad. You don't see TMZ highlighting good things. You don't see TMZ. And Angelina Jolie was off working for the UN. You know, they're not covering that. They're not covering those things. So all you're doing is adding to that.
Did you see her eyeliner was crooked this morning?
Right, yeah, that's what they're covering. Like, that's not news. That's everyday people. And it's only talked about because they got nothing better to talk about. They're not doing their job. They're not doing their journalistic duty. You have a job to do. Do your job. And like these entertainers that you're following around are doing. So I'm not comfortable with this stuff, but I will say that this article was kind of interesting to me. If you just kind of take the emotions out of it.
Okay.
So the Daily Mail leaked pictures of what is likely is a fake contract, which details when Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce will break up.
Oh, please.
It will be announced how it will be managed. It says the announcement will, quote, gracious, respectfully, and stress mutual respect. It will also state that Taylor and Travis are, quote, both committed to their careers and personal growth and remain friends. The document was supposedly drawn up by a Los Angeles PR firm called Full Scope, but they're denying it came from them and threatening to get lawyers involved. The Daily Mail, the Daily Mail is very similar to our New York Post. Hmm. Like anytime you see something coming out of the New York Post, make sure to triple, quadruple check that article. Whatever it is. I don't care if it's an article telling you that James Maloff is Italian and Jewish. Like, go ahead and double check that one, everybody. Triple check it, because I'm even going to double check it. Like, wait a minute, am I? I don't know. It's one of those things. It's one of those sources that for decades they have been known for this. This isn't something that I'm just throwing out there randomly without detail, without facts to back it up. Go ahead and look at our court system and see how many times they've been sued for things.
Well, and it's amazing to me that something that can call themselves news after they have been paid fines in court because they're only entertainment.
I have gotten, at first, with the rise of fake news and misinformation, I got really discouraged and I felt, well, who's going to do something about this? What's going to get done about this? And I started talking to people and I started talking to people more and more. And like a lot of things in life, we can't leave this up to the government. We darn sure can't leave it up to corporations. Yep. Elon Musk lives for this stuff, so he ain't going to do a darn thing about it. So it comes down to us, everybody. It's on us. We got to do the work on this one. You read an article, you see a headline, it catches you, it makes you concerned, it makes you interested. Double, triple check that. There are reputable news sources out there. There are reputable websites out there that make a living off of giving you facts and real information with nobody in their pocket.
Yeah, the unfortunate thing is we do have to be willing to pay for journalism.
Yeah.
If we allow corporations to fund it, well, you got to look at who's in their pocket then.
Yep. And the creative world is been affected by all of this stuff. It's funny to me. I hear people all the time say, "I don't want politics in my sports. I don't want sports in my politics. I don't want either way, you know." But everything bleeds into everything in life. And if you're an adult, I feel like you understand that. Otherwise, this next story, Melissa has sent over a couple of great, she's sent over a million great articles. We just haven't gotten to all of them yet. But, one of the things that you sent over recently, Melissa, I wanted to touch on, Heather Cox Richardson had been talking about. And just for those that may not know, wonderful political historian, who really covers her bases really and gets you, and covers your bases as well when it comes to different topics that may not get covered by the media all the time.
Well, and she covers them from the view of history.
Yeah.
So it's non-biased.
Very well put. So one of the things that has been coming up, we just talked about recently, was, a lot of the we've got both presidential campaigns on the campaign trail. They come out to music. And the artists that are playing, the artists of songs that they are playing, a lot of them not liking this.
And this brings up multiple topics, James, but, also artists having the freedom of their music or control over their music.
Yeah. It speaks to one of the things I think it really opens up is the idea not only of the history of this that Ms. Richardson covers so well, but which tells us how long this has been going on. This is obviously not the first time, the second, the third. This goes back farther than you might realize, people. A lot of people don't realize that Abraham Lincoln. No, I'm joking. But no, it really does go back farther than I realized until listening to her talk about it.
don't play my banjo song.
It's very, very, he's not a big banjo guy. Not a big banjo. It's just an interesting one. I encourage you to look into that, find out more, because they're every day I feel like we're coming across this more and more. Mm-hmm. Where most recently we had presidential candidate Trump being told that his rallies, hold on, I'm coming. The estate of Isaac Hayes Jr. Said that they do not want that song being played. This is just one of like 90 that we've done since that he has been on the campaign trail. I haven't heard any from Kamala Harris's campaign yet, or Joe Biden's when he was running. But there may be out there. I just haven't heard. So, interesting article, and interesting here, because did anybody know that you could trademark a smell?
I did not. I really don't understand this one.
Yeah, I learned this one from Melissa, because I didn't know either. You learned it from Bloomberg News. We say a shout-out to them. From an article that is headlined, Crayola trademarks the slightly earthy smell of its crayons. In July, the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office issued a trademark to the arts and crafts giant for the smell of its crayons, the waxy scent of a childhood spent trying to color within the lines. While it's too soon for this back-to-school season, imagine one day pumping it through the aisles of realtors and triggering nostalgia while shoppers are browsing for, you know, back-to-school supplies or just getting, you know, your own things you might need for the office.
So what? Are you going to, like, pick up crayons and smell them before you buy them? Like, is this what people do?
Yeah, I wonder. It feels like this is more so for them to kind of like have a hold on their company and their creations. I can't imagine this coming up much other than maybe a Glade smell or I don't imagine there's going to be a lot of perfumes or colognes. Try the new Crayola One. You know, have you tried blue? Have you tried?
What's Cerulean.
That? Boy, you are smelling good over there. What is that? Periwinkle? No, it's pretty good. It's a periwinkle crayon? Wow, it smells really good.
And the fun part is they all smell the same.
one thing that I thought was interesting about this article that you can find at financialpost.com, Crayola is a unit of Hallmark. I didn't know that.
I don't think I did either.
I thought that was quite interesting.
Well, it's good to know they make more than just greeting cards.
Yeah.
And movies.
Mm-hmm. Really, Hallmark has expanded quite a bit as far as how companies stay alive. Hallmark probably saw earlier than most with card sales going down, people not using and going to, you know, doing that as much. And how they survive is by, you know, doing this, making movies and some of these things. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Almost half of Crayola's annual sales come during the weeks between early July and Labor Day, when millions of kids in the U.S., of course, are heading back to school.
Mm-hmm. I have to wonder how they're going to enforce this.
I'm very curious.
Are they going to hire people that walk through the aisles at stores and smell other kinds of crayons to make sure they don't smell like theirs?
Well, that's another interesting part of this is how many crayon brands there are. Because mm-hmm.
There's some that are definitely better than others.
I'm counting, just looking at what I looked up this morning, I'm counting at least 9 to 10. Mm-hmm. I really thought there was just the one. I thought Crayola had like knocked out everybody else.
Ever colored with substandard crayons?
Oh yeah, oh definitely. But I thought by this point, I haven't bought crayons for myself. I don't know if ever, but I haven't in a long time. That's for sure. Even for my kids. So I guess I haven't really kept up on this one. And I kind of thought, just assuming, and that's you know what you do when you assume things. Mm-hmm. I just thought Crayola had kind of knocked out everybody in the market. Apparently
next
not.
Next time you go into a restaurant, ask for a crayon.
Yes.
Yes. And they're, you know, they have the kids' menu is usually something you can color on.
Mm-hmm.
They will never be Crayola crayons.
You're so right about that. I pictured
it. And they're substandard.
Yes, very substandard.
The
Denny's.
Color doesn't transfer right. The wax is weird. It doesn't go where you want it to go. It leaves chunks.
There is no coloring in the lines with those crayons.
Nope.
It's nearly impossible.
If you can't outline anything, good luck.
Da Vinci couldn't do anything with those crayons. I mean, they're merely impossible. I love the idea now. Now I'm definitely doing this because I tend to, you know, if I'm going out to eat, I tend to do this alone from time to time. So I'm going to definitely do this where it's just me. There's no kids with me or anything like that. And I'm asking for a crayon and something to draw with. And I'm going to do it as serious as I possibly can. Yes, that'll be all, sir. Actually, I'd like some crayons.
I need a kids menu.
Doing this. I'm
and
going
the
out
server's
to
server's like, where's the hidden camera?
I'm going out to eat just so I can do this. We are going to get to our news break, our sports break, take care of our partners. We'll come back and have some more fun. Melissa and I are going to get into the Billboard Top 24 Songs of the Summer. We're going to play a little game while we're doing this too, you and I, Melissa. It's going to be fun.
How many songs do we not know?
Exactly. That's the thing. We're going to, both of us will keep track of how many we know and how many we don't know. We'll see how many we know at the end of it. It's all coming up for you. The morning show here at WFHR 97.5 FM 1320 AM. We are locally grown radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Social work professor Craig Burns says people shouldn't hesitate to contact campaign staffers as they make up their minds who to vote for.
Let the candidate know you're a voter in their district, and that'll kind of perk up their ears a little bit.
Burns says websites like vote411.org provide a comprehensive, nonpartisan breakdown of where candidates stand on key issues. A marathon swimmer is trying to cross Lake Michigan again. Jim Dreyer tried a few weeks ago, but his GPS malfunctioned and he accidentally got off course. He left the Michigan shore Monday night and hopes to make it to Milwaukee later this week. He actually made it across the Big Lake one other time more than 25 years ago in 1998. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Mid-State will host Wisconsin's Education Fair for 11th and 12th grade students. The fair will happen on the Wisconsin Rapids Mid-State campus on Tuesday, September 24th from 9 to 11 a.m. This is a free event and will have over 50 post-secondary options and resources, including colleges and universities, military, financial aid, and more. 11th and 12th grade students, along with their parents, guardians, teachers, and counselors, are invited. Registration is required. You can learn more and register at mstc.edu. Bear hunting season opens today. The season runs from September 4th to October 8th, with specific regulations based on a hunter's bear management zone. Dogs are permitted in zones A, B, and D. Hunters are required to know specific bear hunting regulations within the zone they are hunting. You can find out more at dnr.wisconsin.gov. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The NFL season is now just hours away. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Green Bay Packers will open up the season Friday night in Brazil against the Philadelphia Eagles. Quarterback Jordan Love is ready to get to work this Friday night.
I think everybody is very hungry, and I think the message this year is for us to go out and start fast. You know, not have any late season runs. You know, start out fast and, you know, kind of put people on notice for what we're going to do this year and what we're going to be about.
Kickoff for the Packers and Eagles is after 7 p.m. on Friday. Tomorrow night, the Ravens and Chiefs get the NFL season started. The St. Louis Cardinals were able to move a game back up in the standings behind the Brewers with a 7-4 win in 12 innings last night. The game was tied at 3 going into extras before St. Louis got 3 runs in the 12th inning to win. Now Milwaukee is 10 games up on the Cubs and 11 on the Cardinals going into Wednesday night's series finale with St. Louis. And this week is the start of conference season in high school football. You can find one of nearly a dozen games right here on Civic Media this week. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
To everyone who loves Culver's, the feeling is mutual. I'm Nicole from Culver's of Cross Plains, Wisconsin. And when I'm serving you a Butterburger, I'm just as happy as you are. I almost get giddy when I hear the sizzle of our fresh beef on the grill. Seeing that smile that comes from a meal made just right, some call it magic, but I like to call it love at first bite. Stop in for a cook-to-order Butterburger and let us make Culver's your happy place.
From Wisconsin with love, welcome to Delicious.
Culver's on 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids.
It's that time of year again. The fall sports season is about to kick off, and you'll want the best seat in the house so you can get in on all the action. But when it's time to go, you know, to use the facility, you want the best seat there too. That's why you should call Crockett Septic. Crockett Septic can provide porta-potty rentals for a competitive price and provide reliable service to ensure your porta-potty seat will always be a good one too. Wait a second. What if you stay home to watch the game? You better make sure your throne is ready to go, especially if you have friends coming over. Many area counties right now are sending out reminder cards that it's time to get your septic pumped. So call Crockett Septic and they'll take care of that right away so you'll have the best seat in the house.
Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Yeehaw!
Maggie Dawn.
Next, I've got Sarah Anderson from the Global Economy Project. We're going to be talking about CEO pay. Next up on the Maggie and the Millionaires at 3 p.m. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms late. Our low mid to upper 50s. Tomorrow, scattered showers and thundershowers in the low 70s. And then a little taste of fall with highs in the 60s by Friday and Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR. Killers playing us in with Mr. Brightside here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, a former song of the summer.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a pretty big hit for the Killers.
It was.
Huge, huge hit. And we're going to talk about some hits right now, and we're going to play a game while we're at it. Billboard released their top 2024 songs of the summer chart yesterday, and there are a number of these that are pretty obviously pretty big hits, and maybe hits that are even longer than the summer, which is kind of the note of a big hit. Can it be around from the following years?
Right.
And it's noteworthy, too, because Melissa and I don't know any of these songs.
Quite possibly.
I know. I have not pre-looked at the list other than to pull up some of these songs so we can play snippets of them.
Okay.
Otherwise, I already know that I'm gonna be horrible on this one. So we'll keep track of these. Let me see. I've got eight of them. I've got eight. So we're gonna go through these and an honorable mention as well. So we'll see how we do out of these. Oh, actually, I think I have nine here, Melissa. So all right. So first up, "Beautiful Things" from Benson Boone. It's a great song. That one I actually know.
Okay.
That's a really good song. I encourage you to check that one out, everybody, if you get a chance.
Okay. Write that down.
Then there's Billie Eilish with "Birds of a Feather." Going to play a little of that for you right here. Okay. All right. I like her voice.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say that I know a lot of her music. I know about four or five songs of hers, but I really do like her voice.
Yeah, she is one I need to get on my playlist.
She's a good one. Another great voice, and really, I don't know, one of those guys I kind of root for a little bit. Teddy Swims, "Lose Control."
Don't you know?
Oh, what was that, Melissa?
I said I never even heard of him.
Oh, yeah, he's good. Oh, yeah, look him up, Mel. Look him up. Here we go. Yeah, I could listen to him for a while. He is good.
I want to hear him do a duet with Sammy Ray and the Friends.
Ooh, yeah. Yes, get on that, you guys. Big fans of the show. Big fans of the show. That is a great idea. Oh, I'd like to hear that. I love artists, and I don't know, this doesn't really mean anything, but I always like artists that I'm surprised by. Oh, he doesn't look anything like he sounds. I think because I've heard that so much in my radio career. It's probably the most consistent thing I've heard, and like a lot of people in radio. Oh,
you don't look like you sound.
I don't know how to take that.
I've never known how to take it. I have no idea how to take that. But it is what it is. Next up on the list, wonderful artist. When we're talking about great voices, I don't know if anybody's going to be able to top Hozier. Hozier? Am I saying that right?
I don't know.
Hozier. Okay. He has has a hit with Too Sweet.
You're too sweet for me. You're too sweet for me. I take my whiskey with you. My coffee black and my bed at three. You're too sweet for me. You're too sweet for me.
Incredible singer.
This one I have heard.
Okay, all right.
I like this one.
All right, there you go. Hey, is that one on the board for you? Is that?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
We're tied 1-1. We're tied 1-1 here. Okay. And there we go. And that's another great artist, a great singer.
Mm-hmm. Even if we don't know how to say it.
I know. I feel so bad. I know how to say it. I'm just missaying it. I know I am. I'm surprised my phone hasn't blown up with like 90 people that usually correct me on words or something like that. So that didn't happen. One that a lot of us have heard, but I honestly didn't know that this was the artist or the name of the song. I've just heard it on, you know, randomly flipping, you know, around or through TV commercials or something like that. It is Sabrina Carpenter's Espresso.
When I act this way.
Yeah, I've heard bits of that one, but I didn't know it.
I don't know it at all.
No, didn't know that one. Huh? Nope. Yeah, and I think we might be the only ones. It is the number one song here. Oh, it's number one. There is a close race at 2 and 3, they say. Mm-hmm. At number three, Kendrick Lamar's Not Like Us. I can't play any of that, everybody. But to me, that would be that one. I know that one right away. I knew it when it came out. I actually got an update right away that telling me that it did. And I don't expect most of our audience really cares much about hip hop or rap beefs or anything like that. So I won't stay on this topic for too long. But I just want to say that it has been Kendrick Lamar's summer, whether you realize it or not. Okay. He's released two songs that are retaliation songs to Drake, because Drake came out and said some stuff and did something, and this is a beef between the two. And my whole life, there have been rap beefs, some that you've heard of, some that I just saw growing up, you know, all of this. But I've never seen anything like this, Melissa.
Okay.
This song is so big that a friend of mine was, I want to say, out in Istanbul. Like, I'm not sure if it was right there or not, but around that part of the world. And then went and spent some time in the mountains of Russia, out in that way.
Wow.
So this person does all these things, and in both of these spots, heard people singing this song. If that wasn't enough, there is a kids bop version of Kendrick Lamar's Not Like Us.
Really?
So this rap beef has not only stretched across the world where Drake can't go and not be like hear this song, but even little kids, the next generations are going to know this song. This is a level of a beef I've never seen before. We've never seen before. You're influencing the next generations to not like an artist. I mean, it's incredible. So, Kendrick Lamar to me is not just the greatest writer in rap right now. He's one of the greatest writers in music. You don't have to ask me. He won a Peabody. He won a Pulitzer Prize award for hip hop, for writing for hip hop. He's the only musician to do this, really. Only rap artist to do this. So just if you don't want to take my word for it, you know, the Pulitzer Prize people are pretty stingy about that award. They don't just hand that out.
Well, I will look up the Kidz Bop version of it.
It's amazing. It's hilarious.
Not usually a huge fan of Kidz Bop.
Yeah, me neither. But
for this one, I might.
It's worth it. It's worth it. And number one on their list, Shaboozy, a bar song, Tipsy. Play a little of this.
They don't need Jack Daniels, got a history. There's a party downtown near Fish Street. Everybody at the bar.
One of those songs that crosses over between country and R&B and folk and pop.
Yeah, it kind of hits all the notes. I can't say I know it, though.
Yeah, I hadn't heard it.
It sounds like music I would listen to.
Mm-hmm. And it just speaks to, you know, I've heard a lot of like artists, whether it is, you know, George Strait talking about this, or it's, you know, some of the artists from classic rock world, or even some jazz artists. I've heard Yo-Yo Ma, I heard talk about this. Younger generations grew up with the idea of, okay, we're not going to label anything. We're just going to go ahead and just listen to music as music. And it's not surprising to see so many of them incorporate the different genres that they grew up listening to, because they don't listen. Oh, this is a country song. Oh, this is an R&B song. They just look at it as music.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of cool.
It is cool. And I would honestly, like the YouTube lists I pull up and listen to, I listen to a lot of like indie folk alternative. Mm-hmm. That's what that song sounds like to me.
Right on, right on. Yeah, I like his voice. I feel like I don't want to bring. I want to highlight his credit, his skills, and all this. Shaboozy is an amazing name. Shaboozy is a great name for an artist.
It's perfect.
That's a really good name, man. That's a really good name. It's just an interesting summer, and interesting musically, and it's going to be very interesting to see how this goes forward. Where you know, to the people that want to be gatekeepers of a certain genre and say that you can't do this type of music, you can't do that type of music, you know, I feel like that's such a waste of time, because one, it's not going to change anything. Like, I don't care who comes out and says anything. It's not going to do anything. We've heard Martin Scorsese and other directors of great respect and ilk come out and talk badly about superhero movies. Look at how Deadpool and Wolverine did. You know, as far as artists talking this, talking down other artists, I like to see artists supporting artists.
Yeah.
And if you get really bent out of shape about this, guess what, everybody? That music you love is still available. Mm-hmm. You can pull it up anytime and listen to it.
Well, and it's not a contest. People like what they like.
I'm a big believer in, you know, not only artists supporting artists, but hey, people are still listening to radio. People are still enjoying music channels, you know? Not everything's gone to satellite. Not everything's gone to just streaming. To me, let's support that. Let's support the fact that that's still going on.
Yeah, and nothing turns me off more than a music snob.
Yes, yes. Like top five things for me, the quickest ways to get me to be completely out of the conversation. Yeah. We'll come back and wrap up the show. It's Melissa and James taking you through your morning here at WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, locally grown radio.
It's time for Badger football. Get ready to plan your trip to Camp Randall this fall and enjoy our time-honored traditions like Jump Around and the iconic tunes of the Wisconsin Marching Band. With great tickets still available, you can join the crowd for exciting matchups against longtime conference foes like Penn State and brand-new Big Ten rival Oregon. Don't miss your chance to experience Badger football game day. Visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Hey everybody, glad you could join us
I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
High-pressure system continues to hold today, giving us sunny skies and still summery highs flirting with 80 degrees. And tomorrow, a cold front drops through the state, bringing showers and maybe a thunderstorm. Either way, behind it, high temperatures fall to the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 64.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. We hope you're having a good one out there, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate the company. Melissa and James here with you, and our That Ain't Right story of the day is a little bit different. We got some things that wedding planners wouldn't waste money on.
Oh, yes.
We are getting into...
They waste money on a lot of things.
Yeah. We are getting into wedding season, as I'm being told. I did not know that, but I'm being told.
Fall wedding season.
Ah. Weddings on the cheap are all the rage now, so someone asked a bunch of event planners and wedding experts what they'd cut out, and here are a few things they wouldn't waste their money on.
Okay.
Any kind of wedding favor with the couple's name on it.
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay. All right. I can see that. The beer koozie might get used here and there, but, not that much, I guess.
The most recent one I was to that had their names on, it was just their initials, but they were like wood coasters, the wooden coasters.
Hmm.
I thought that was kind of cool.
Actually, yeah, I like that, actually.
I mean, I haven't used them. And in fact, I just stuck them in my craft drawer because I was like, this is a nice little piece of wood. I'll use it for something.
Oh, I love that. And I love repurposing things. So yeah. That's a win-win. A big one on this list a lot of people are talking about is lots and lots of real flowers.
Ooh.
Fake flowers are way better than used ones than they used to be. Use real ones for the bouquet if you want, but buying or renting fake flowers for everything else will save you a lot of money.
Now, renting, I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because fake flowers are expensive, especially the really nice ones.
Yeah, yeah.
But renting sounds like a great idea.
A big old expensive cake.
Yes.
Cupcakes or donuts are much cheaper option and give people more options, right. Like, you know, flavors.
Yeah, you can give multiple flavors instead of like multiple flavored layers of cake.
This is one of my favorite things about modern weddings. Mm-hmm. I'm a big wedding guy. I like weddings. I could see if I was actually of like Tom Hanks ilk and I had that kind of celebrity status or Bill Murray or something like that, I'd be crashing weddings. I'd definitely be doing that. I would completely be doing that. I just like wedding. I just think it's a fun atmosphere. I usually. I don't know. I'm sure that there are plenty of times I've been at a wedding and not had a good time. But from my memory, I just seem to enjoy them.
Honestly, the most recent wedding I was at that had a big fancy cake, it tasted awful.
Yeah, see, there's the catch.
It had multiple layers and they were different flavors. So, you know, theoretically, one of those layers should have tasted good, but the one I had did not.
I can see that. Just because I don't know the last time, I don't know if I've really had good wedding cake, you know?
I have.
Mm.
I've had really good wedding cake, and I've had really bad wedding cake. Well, so it might be better to go with the cupcakes or the donuts.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, at the very least, you give people
or
more
pie. All right, fine, Seth. I hear you in my head. Or pie.
we certainly want to make sure to represent the pie council. We don't want to offend Seth or our pie people out there.
Right. No, El Cafe has amazing pies.
What do you call pie people? Pie-ins? Pie-ettes?
Pie-ins.
Pie-ettes. Pie-skies? I don't know.
Crusties?
I'm sorry.
Oh, I just wish we could drop the mic right there. That's good. Liquor is the next one they say. Go with a beer and wine bar. It's cheaper, and your guests will have to really work to get to really enjoy it. I think that's a much better idea.
And you can always offer a cash bar if you want to. But yeah, don't foot the bill for alcohol. That's just dumb.
I went to a wedding once that did both, like you were saying there, Melissa, and I thought that was really cool. Like, they had a cash bar, but they also had beer, you know, so if you want
to... I often say, the only time that I will drink light beer is if it's free at a wedding.
Right on. And personalized cocktail napkins.
I didn't know that was a thing.
I didn't... I'm sure I've seen it before, but didn't know. Yeah, yeah. They say that one, and elaborate centerpieces. Those are two of the big ones, along with the real flowers that are really big, big money grabbers and money savers.
And I'm surprised that, like, personalized or place settings, like the place cards.
Yeah.
You know, to tell everybody where to sit. Mm-hmm. I'm surprised that didn't make the list, because I've seen some pretty elaborate of those as well.
That's a good one. I hadn't thought of that. That's a good reference. I'm trying to think. You know, and I don't know. I'm all for making the most of the day and enjoying the day. I'm also all for being able to have enough money to put a down payment on a home. You know?
Or take a really nice honeymoon.
Yes, that's the better idea.
If it was ever an option for me again, which I don't see in my future, I would spend nothing on the wedding and everything on the vacation.
I am in a very similar position as you, Melissa. Don't see that day ever happening for me. If it did, I would spend 10% of my budget on the wedding and 90% on the vacation. I love that idea. That's fantastic. We got some fantastic stuff going on around here. Getting to that right now. Do want to send a big thank you to our guests today. Phil Hartley joining us from Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out here in Wisconsin Rapids.
He always has the right word. Just moit?
Yeah, it's so good.
Just moit? I always forgot it. Sorry, I don't speak French.
Tom Heiser for joining us with our monthly Veterans Update. Appreciate you, Tom.
Yeah, Tom's the best. Thanks, Tom.
Appreciate that. A little bit later today, we're going to have more great conversation. Join us from 4 to 5, Midday Magazine, Monday through Friday. Today, we spend the entire hour, Wood County Sheriff's Department. Our good friend Sheriff Sean Becker going to be joining
us. Yeah.
And we'll have Wisconsin Rapids Community Media in to record. That's always a good time. Looking forward to that. And it is a Wednesday, Melissa. You know what that means?
Bingo.
Bingo. Yes, bingo at the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693.
One of these days we're going to get the song right.
One day we will.
Maybe we should practice it off air.
We could do that, and we could go play some bingo. Well, there's a team building exercise. Let's go to the Elks Lodge one of these Wednesdays.
I'm game.
Yeah, I'd definitely be game.
I'd like your button, bingo.
Oh, we'll see. We're going to see. We're going to find out about that. Yes, she probably will. 430 West Jackson Street is where we'll meet you, everybody.
Have to find my troll.
The Elks Lodge opened their doors at 5. Bingo kicks off at 6:30. Not only a great time and great atmosphere, but great people to put back into this community. We appreciate our friends at the Elks Lodge.
Yes, indeed.
Got this great one coming up for you in just a couple of days, everybody. It'll be coming up this Saturday. Walk-off debt school meals. All are welcome to join us for the 1.5-mile walk to raise funds for the Southwood County Schools to pay off student meal debt. Walkers are asked to collect donations from their faith community, friends, and family. Checks can be made out to the Port Edwards UMC. The money will be donated to area schools to pay off the meal debt. Cash is accepted. During the walk, they will stop to offer prayers for the community, wear your walking shoes, and have some fun with this one, everybody. The walk will begin at the end of at 1st Congressional UCC over at 311 2nd Street South in Wisconsin Rapids.
Appreciate that they're doing this.
Yeah, sponsored by Grace.
I wish it wasn't necessary.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. You've had a couple of well-said things today. That is maybe at the top of your list, Melissa. This is sponsored by Grace, the Greater Rapids Area Churches, for inclusion. And a big thank you to them. Because Melissa's point is valid. Help us help others. 1 in 5 children have school meal debt. I was one of those kids. It wasn't meal debt, but I did have school debt and was not able to pay, was not able to walk with my fellow classmates across the aisle when I graduated in 96. Drive-through mobile food pantry happening this Friday, September 6th from 10 to 12 over at the Wisconsin Rapids City Garage. Be sure to note this and spread the word about it for anybody that might be needing this. This is open to the public for those in need of food.
Yes. Just don't show up early.
Yeah, please don't show up early. You don't have to get out of your vehicle. Follow directions on the posted signs and make sure that you have room in your vehicle's trunk or backseat for these items. Big, big thank you to everybody that's a part of this one. Yes.
Thank you, Focus.
We're going to talk about that and the Downtown Grand Affair more tomorrow. We'll get into some of these events. Got a lot of great local things going on. And keep in mind, later today on WFHR at 7:05, the Luke Fickell Show.
Hey, hey.
Join us as the Badgers head coach hits these airwaves, not only previews next game, but talks a little bit about the previous week as we are right into the heart of college. Oh, not the heart, but right into college football season. And one
it's
of
always the heart for you. Isn't it?
You're so right about that. You got me. it's also noteworthy. Coach Fickell, not only a great talker, he loves like just going over topics that have nothing to do with football. Like he's just a really smart guy. And
adds to the conversation.
Yeah, he really does. I think it's a great
so you
hour.
You mean I should tune in?
I was going to say, you know, if you did catch some of it, Melissa, I think you'd find it interesting if you happen to. I encourage everybody to check it out. We got one of the greatest coaches in college football right here in the state. Take advantage of it and check out the Luke Fickell Show, 7:05 tonight right here at WFHR. Mm-hmm. Great show, Mel.
Yeah, you too, James.
Have a great day. Yeah, be good to each other out there. We'll talk to you sooner than later right here at...
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320.